Welcome to the season 3 finale of Moms Actually. It has been a time. We hope you've enjoyed the stories and different perspectives from our guests this season. While the podcast is on hiatus until season 4, Morgan and I aren't going anywhere. Keep up with us in the Facebook chat or on Instagram. This is going to be an off-season you don't want to miss. Let's get into our last episode of the season featuring Shay Nicole.
I love my students. I don't want to leave my job. He's like, get them kids. You need to.
I'll give you some kids.
You know what, you know what I'm saying?
What's up?
Hey, mom.
What's up?
Hey, mom.
What's up?
Hey, mom.
What's up?
Hey, mom.
What's up?
Welcome back to Moms Actually. I am so, so excited to have my good sis here, Shay. Welcome to our set, our house for the week. Hey, girl. How are you?
I'm so good. Thank you for having me.
Of course.
I'm hyped.
Yes, I am so excited that we get to have you here. Another hot mom, if you will. My name is Morgan, and this is
Blair.
So we are excited. We're going to get right started for our game. Now, I know you said you watch, so you probably are looking for the paddles, but they're not here because we are doing our quick little switch up.
Okay.
It's a this or a that, okay? Mm-hmm. So really quick, easy, but the first answer is what? The right answer.
Always.
So I'm going to get it started.
Okay, push gift or a guaranteed babysitter for a year?
Ooh, give me the sitter. 2 years.
what if I got you a new Maybach?
I don't know, sis. I be in the house all the time.
So I like
to Uber everywhere, so give me the babysitter for sure.
Mommy makeover or personal trainer?
Personal trainer, because that's what's going to give my makeover.
Period.
So,
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Diaper genie or wipe warmer?
Diaper genie. My daughter wasn't really affected with the cold wipes. It didn't really matter for her. Yeah.
I mean, wipe warmer.
It wastes some money.
It pretty much does.
That's the biggest way. But
they don't know the difference.
Yeah. Travel to the past or travel to the future?
Ooh, that's a good question. I would say travel to the past. I would love to check in with some of my loved ones who've passed on and just check in with them. Like, y'all proud of me? You know?
Oh, I love
that. Am I doing well for y'all? Especially my ancestors, my elders. So definitely to the past. I feel like the future's a little scary. The metaverse. I don't know if I want to see all that.
Text or voice memo?
I'm a voice memo girl. Like, you know, on the memes where it's like 1,000.
Yeah,
that's
you?
I'm guilty. Yes. Guilty.
Welcome to the podcast. Yes. All right, bikini or tankini?
Definitely bikini. Let's put it out. My husband likes to see skin, honey.
Okay.
So, give him the skin.
Yeah, give him a show.
Okay. Dinner with Beyonce or
Dinner with Beyonce. Unless it's Jesus. Is it Jesus coming up?
No, it's not Jesus coming up. Or all expense paid shopping spree.
Beyonce. She's going to give me the gym so I can go get to the bag even more and pay for my own shopping spree.
Oh,
so.
What does she just eat? What does she don't? We didn't say she talks.
Listen, I just feel like.
I feel like if I'm just there.
Yeah, you can watch
you can just her, go
the
pick
energy,
up the aura.
Yes.
I love it.
I'm walking away with something from Beyonce.
What would you want to pick up from Beyonce? What do you think Beyonce would tell you?
I'm not going to lie, y'all. I need a lesson in her unbotheredness.
Yes.
As an influencer, I feel like once a quarter, I'd be trying to check people that come for me.
You do. I love it.
It's a classic.
You go into the comments?
I read my comments. She checks people.
Because
I believe in authentic engagement. Yeah. So I talk to my audience. I engage with them. But every once in a while, a little troll slips into the community, and I got to put them back in their place.
Yeah.
But Beyonce never does that. She just, the way she carries herself, she doesn't address the hate. So I need a lesson in that.
Oh, she don't need to. You need to create the Shay Hive or something, and then you don't got to do nothing.
That's true.
And let them handle it.
Yes. I will say, though, you do always do it with grace.
Thank
you. It's never, like, nothing too crazy when you check people.
It's
check
a sweet them. Read where
yes,
they just feel like,
sweet.
Ooh.
Yeah, a little nasty read. A sweet nasty read. You
sweet nasty.
You got to remind people who you are. Like, I'm from the 757. I'm from Virginia. You
Period.
Know what I'm saying?
Yes, 757 in
the
house.
757.
Yes.
I'm from the other part of Virginia.
Yeah.
Oh,
the best part, Northern Virginia.
Yeah, okay. Not too much, not too much.
But no, we are really excited to have you here. You are a new mom.
I am.
And one of the things that I love about just how you have presented yourself online is the fact that you are just quickly saying, like, no, I'm not falling into the trap of, like, losing myself or anything
not.
Like that, but you're
or
being
I can't
so...
be cute.
Yeah, or I can't be cute.
Yes.
It's just... like a proactiveness that you have.
Absolutely.
And that you're speaking out about it, but you're also very real, like, okay, but like today is not necessarily the best day. You know what I'm saying? So you're giving a good balance. And
Thank you.
What fueled that for you?
I think thinking back to watching my mom when I was growing up, sis was always tired. You know, she was working retail. She used to also work for the city.
So when she came home, you know, just from working those long hours and her feet was hurting, her ankles were swollen, she didn't necessarily have the time to hang out with me and my older brother. And, you know, I'm a PK, right? Yep. So she was a first lady. That's a whole nother life
yes, it is.
For those who know, y'all know. So between her trying to balance the church, her church life and working as a, you know, as a retail worker and working for the city and just having all these multiple hats, she just never put herself first. Mm-hmm. And I don't want my daughter to grow up saying, my mom was a hardworking, strong black woman, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, she's going to say that, but I want the first thing to come out my daughter's mouth is my mom was happy. Mm-hmm. You know, she was full of joy. Yeah. When she walked into the room, you know, everyone felt her presence. That, those are the type of things I want my daughter to say about me. And I wish I could. I mean, now I can say that about my mom because, you know, she's retired. She's living her best life.
Yes.
But I don't have those memories of my mother. And it's not a bad thing. I think it's just a generational shift. So that's what my driving force is.
Yeah.
And then as an influencer, you get to choose what you show everybody. Yes. What do people not see?
Ooh.
That's good.
They don't see when I'm just like not feeling it. I have my days where I will do absolutely nothing. Yeah. I call it the airplane mode.
Okay.
I don't. Ooh, I never turn my phone off, but mentally I just check out.
Yeah.
I sit on the couch and it's just me and my husband. We binge watch TV for hours. Mm-hmm. Like that's the good thing about being so busy. All the episodes of your favorite shows get to pile up.
Yeah.
And we'll just literally sit in our pajamas or in our robes and just do nothing. And that's the best time. Maybe I should show more of that now that I think about it. But
I think it's a good balance.
Yeah.
Because I remember at one point I had to get off social media because it seems like someone is always doing something.
There we go.
And it's like, maybe it's just, I don't know, but it's like real life, like we get our content, we put it out, but you know.
Yeah.
But I have my days.
There's regular days.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what they don't see. And when I be running errands looking a mess, like they don't see. My husband always jokes with me, like, you know someone's going to see you out. You need to get, put a hat on or something. Yeah. Like, but I don't know.
I like the cute girl
stuff. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
you know. I know we all got the the other side. But
we do.
You, I love looking at your page because you and your daughter do what I will never do but wish I would do is, like, you know, the cute little outfits
together. The mommy and me style. You don't do that.
No, someone would have to do that for me.
I got you. Look.
Okay. I think that's so cute.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So going back to the fact that you are a new mom, is there anything that surprised you where you feel like, okay, moms, y'all didn't prepare me for this? Like, y'all forgot to tell me about this?
Girl, yes.
She said everything.
No, everything, yes, but nobody emphasizes the importance of rest because when you think of the new mommy stage, you always hear, oh, you're never going to sleep. Mm-hmm. Sleep when the baby sleeps. Like, am I going to do laundry when the baby does laundry? Like, what are you talking about, right? So they don't emphasize the importance of rest. I'm so blessed that I had an amazing doula. Shout out to all the black birth workers out there. Yes. Y'all are important. Y'all are vital. Y'all are essential. But my doula, her name is Anya, and she set me and my husband down and was like, listen, because I was going through, like, swollen ankles and back issues. And she was like, you don't know how to sit down. Like, one time she came over, I was doing dishes. She was like, what? Gigi is fresh out the womb. Yeah. You have a hole in your womb. Like, you know, when you deliver your baby,
everything's not that
in order. Yeah, there's a wound there. Yeah. And I don't want to misquote her, but she gave me the story of, like, back in the day, our ancestors, they would, like, they call it, like, a shut-in for, like, 40 days. Yeah. After a woman gave birth, she didn't go outside. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a little extreme for us because, you know, we're all working mothers. But nobody told me that I really just need to, aside from, like, you know, if you're going to breastfeed or if caring for your child, you need to sit down and do nothing.
Yeah.
And for me, especially because I'm a working woman, I came from the corporate world, tech. I have so much, I have a vast background of being busy. Mm-hmm. No one ever told me until I met my doula. And she was like, no, sis, relax and do nothing. And that was the hardest part for me.
And the sad thing is that we even have to say, no, it's unrealistic because we're working moms or what have you. Like, it should be realistic. I think there's just this association if you're not doing something, even after having a baby, you're lazy. Like, you could be doing something. That shouldn't stop no show. Like, you got to keep going. But it's like, it's hard because there's so many voices. Like, they're not even literally in the room, but so many voices in our head.
I agree. I think it's hard sometimes because we want to, like, almost prove that, oh, we can bounce back really quick.
Snap back.
Yeah, I was
working while giving birth and like thought that was like a cool story.
Like you were on here.
Like my phone doing in Italy. Like I worked, I used to be an agent for celebrity glam artists and I was like coordinating something like a trip or whatever. And so I'm doing that while I'm, and it's just like, oh, that's so cool that you can do that all, but like, why is that revered? You
yeah, know? Yeah, why? Like, there's like, no trophy in heaven. Like,
why
for
is
us,
it? Yeah, yeah.
Why is
we
it
get a bigger
not
house? Probably no. not.
No. Why is it not enough to bake a whole baby and mm-hmm. give
yes,
birth
and deliver, safely
and take
that.
Care of it?
Because
yeah.
as Black women, ooh, that's such a huge risk for us, right? True. Even whether you're doing it at home in a hospital, or birthing center, it's like I saw a quote not too long ago, and it said, giving birth is the closest you'll ever be to death.
Yes. Yeah.
And that really hit home for me, mm-hmm. just thinking of, it's miraculous, right?
Yeah.
So the fact that we're even doing that, it should be good enough.
Yes, it yes. should be.
I agree. I agree. You said something, you said the snapback is a trigger word.
Oh, oh yeah.
So I do want to ask you about, like, the relationship with your body. So being a first-time mom, I feel like it's such a shock, you know,
yes.
between internally and, like, externally, body-wise,
yes.
what is that like now for you? Especially with you being in fashion, like your main content is like
style,
clothes, yeah.
trying
all
on jeans,
yes, yes.
all the triggers yes. for new moms. For me, I had to learn to like let your old body go. Mm-hmm. It's okay, like RIP, let it die out. Mm-hmm. If you get back to it, awesome, kudos to you. But embrace the new body, sis. It's a miracle. Like your body performed a miracle.
Yeah.
And I had to stop stressing over, I need to get back to my old clothes size. Girl, buy them big jeans.
Yeah.
go up two sizes, you know, get the bigger bra mm-hmm. and start styling your body and learning your new angles, right? Yeah. Because it's all about the angles.
True.
Learn how to dress, learn how the new clothes will flatter your body and yeah. do some research.
Because you're here now.
There
yeah.
you go.
And hopefully,
here
you know, if you want to, you can get, you know, work to get back to it. But
absolutely.
You here now, so enjoy mm-hmm.
yes,
here now.
And have fun with it. I think as women, we're so stressed about, I got to get to my postpartum body, but mm-hmm. you know, embrace your new curves, girl. Mm-hmm. Like, go put on a little silk dress,
yes.
you know, like find different. Like, I'm a flowy pants yeah. kind of girl mm-hmm. that complements any body type.
Mm-hmm.
So, I learned to just have fun trying to dress my new body up. And honestly, usually people can't tell the difference,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's usually us
yeah.
picking apart
yeah.
ourselves. My husband's like, what are you talking about? You're the same size. I'm like, no, I'm not.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that we're just our biggest critics naturally.
Yeah.
So just learning to, again, embrace your new body and look at yourself as a whole superhero because you did that.
Yeah. I feel like I used to do that all the time. Like, I would be like, okay, well, I don't look like my old self. So I would then just hide myself in my clothes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so then we end up in that, like, frumpy
space.
Oh,
the all black. I mean, we love an all
yeah,
black.
Yeah, we love
girl.
An all black.
Yeah.
I mean, I love an all black, for real.
Same.
But, you know, because you're so focused on that pre-body, then you find yourself, like, never getting out of the yoga pants and the big shirts.
Yep. It's a slippery slope down to just
between
sitting at home.
The body image and just comfortability because
yes.
you're with the baby most of the time. So it's like, this mm-hmm. just makes sense.
Yeah.
And then you find yourself in your maternity clothes
yeah.
after baby way longer than
you
were supposed
yeah.
to. And then your hubby's like,
what's
you
going
still,
on?
Yeah.
still
you're
in that shirt,
right.
huh?
Yeah. You're absolutely right.
You mentioned you were a PK, so, like, how did your style evolve? Because
oh.
it's, like, I'm sure there's I remember when I, like, got active in church, it wasn't until, like, my 30s.
Okay.
But I was, like, ooh, I had just found myself. And then I get to the church, I'm, like, ooh, now I feel like I can't be myself. Like, at
yes.
that time, I had just had my son. Well, it was before that, but he made my breasts a lot bigger,
yes.
so I felt like I had to cover up. And then you kind of, like, you know, evolve from that, so...
For me, it was, I think I'm still struggling with it to this day.
Oh, wow.
You'd be surprised. You look at my Instagram
wow.
or my TikTok and you're like, oh, she'd be outside with
yeah.
it. But my parents, I was blessed to have them move. They moved down to Texas from Virginia.
Wow.
So my parents live down the street now, right?
Oh,
and
that's
job
amazing.
Parents.
Yes.
Shout out
that's
to them.
That's very sweet.
Because it takes a village, right?
Oh, man.
And to this day, like when my husband and I, because, you know, again, he likes to see some skin. So to this day, when I'm getting dressed, and I know, because, you know, the parents are the babysitters, so
yes,
they'll come
yes.
over and watch Gigi. Y'all, to this day, I'm like inching down the stairs. Like, I have to go grab some shoes from upstairs. I'm coming down, like, hey, Dad, I'm running.
Yeah.
And my husband's like, what are you doing?
Oh,
I'm like,
bro,
yeah, I'm daddy's little girl.
Yeah.
Like, before Pastor, like PK,
yeah.
I'm a daddy's girl down. You
okay.
know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I just never wanted to disappoint my father. Like,
gotcha.
My mom, she'd be all right. But
yeah.
my dad, like, we're like this. And
yeah.
I just always wanted to just be, you know, his world. And, you know, he looks at me, he's so proud. I'm his only
yeah.
girl. But I had to learn to let that go, and
yeah.
I'm still battling with it to this day. But I think becoming a parent myself, all the misconceptions and just, like, the convictions I had about being a PK,
yeah.
now that I'm a parent, there is nothing my daughter can do that will make me love her less.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. Like,
yeah.
you know, having those thoughts. You want your dad to feel these ways.
And
I'm like, I'm sure in his mind, or, if he comes to you, he's like, I do.
Yeah. It's a misconception.
So you're doing it for yourself.
Absolutely. So now that I'm a mom, I'm realizing I don't have to be so uptight. And I can be my true self around my father, and knowing that there's nothing I can do. I mean, if something goes wrong, he'll probably help me hide the body. I mean, he's a ride or die. You know what I'm saying?
Like, good job, Daddy.
My daddy is a ride or die, just like I am for my child. And I think now stepping into parenthood, I'm just starting to see things differently. I'm starting to loose up a little bit more. And I'm just excited for the future. Like, it feels good. Yes.
And you talk about your husband, and you guys both do like content together and all the things. I just love seeing you guys.
Thank you.
And how your dynamic works. How has that been with the baby too? Because like marriage sometimes can kind of like plummet a little bit.
It shifts.
And you know, shifts because you are trying to take care of the baby and trying to like find yourself, get yourself, you know, how has that dynamic been?
That's a good question. So believe it or not, if it wasn't for my husband, I don't want to get emotional.
It's okay. That's tissue.
If it wasn't for my husband, I wouldn't even be sitting here with y'all. He's the one that saw me as this content creator, influencer. I took it as a joke, like, what, me? Because when we met, I was working in the public school system. You know, I'm like, I love my students. I don't want to leave my job. He's like, forget them kids. You need to...
I'll give you some kids.
You know what I'm saying? And so thankfully, years later, looking back over our trajectory together, it just meshed so well thanks to alignment between us, because we're lifestyle content creators. So it flows so seamless. Like, I'm creating content inspiring moms to get dolled up, get dressed up for themselves. And then afterwards, after I film my content, we go on our date night.
Yeah.
And then he's catching my angles for me. Yeah. And if we're doing something with Gigi, like all those mommy and me style videos y'all see, he's the one in the background making her laugh. Yeah. Like, because she actually hates, I don't know if she's my child, she might be his child, because she doesn't like getting dressed. She likes to just run around in her diaper.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
she hates she hates putting on clothes, she hates getting dressed, so... He is just the biggest support system, whether I'm filming with Gigi, whether I'm filming Get Ready With Me. He's always right there. I just thank God for him, because I don't think I know I could not do this without him. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't. We're purpose partners, and I'm so thankful for that.
Yeah.
What was the biggest shift, though? Because outside of, like, the career aspect, though, because babies do change your life.
Absolutely.
It does change your marriage for better and for worse. Like, what shifts did you face?
That's a good question.
Like, what would you tell a new mom? Mm. When she has a baby, like, do this for your marriage so you guys can stay tight.
Oh, baby, y'all need to set some alone time.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't have to be a dramatic trip or extravagant date night. It could literally be when the baby goes down, order your favorite takeout, throw down a blanket, and make a little teepee, you know, take it back to the basics, throw on your favorite show or not, you know, depending on what y'all got going on. Put on a show. You know what I'm saying?
Put on a show.
You want to make sure that your marriage comes first.
Yeah.
Hello? And I think that, remember that debate, I think it was like a couple years ago, it was going around like, who comes first, the mama, your mama, his mama, the baby, or you? And I just can't stand
that. Not even a question.
Your marriage has to be at the forefront because everything else will flow after that.
Yeah.
If you're, because Gigi is going to grow, y'all kids are going to grow up and grow, and they're going to leave and find their own spouse. Mm-hmm. Prayerfully, they'll go off and live happy lives. Mm-hmm. So when you're left with an empty nest, you don't want to turn and look at your partner like, well, what you doing? What you doing?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You need to preserve that bond.
So you have to be more purposeful about all of that stuff, because you can't just look over at each other now and say, let's go.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Make sure that you are being intentional and do nice things for each other. Like, my husband hates surprises, but he knows I love surprises.
Yeah.
So he's always surprising me. Sometimes he'll just text me, I'm busy, and he'll be like, be ready by 5. And I'm like, okay, what level? Like, 1 is casual, we might be doing paintball, and like a 10 is put it on. You know what I'm saying? So he'll be like, level 9. You know what I'm saying? So
y'all got your little
system.
Yeah.
So I love that we have prioritized each other. And it shows, like, when people around us, they're just so confused.
Show.
Like, how do y'all do this? Because he's Mr. Put That On, too. He gets dressed, too.
Right.
He's like, how do y'all make the time? Like, because it's our priority.
Yeah.
We prioritize each other. And because of that, Gigi is very well taken care of, you know?
Yeah, I always say I never want to, like, go so hard for the kids that when I, like, when they move out, I look up and I look at, you know, Rivers, and I'm like, who are you?
Yeah.
What are you doing here? I don't know anything about you, because at that point we've both grown, we've both done things, and I don't take the time to make sure that I'm loving on my husband and, you know, getting to know him as he grows.
That part.
Then I'm not going to know him when it's time for them kids to be out. They're just tenants. They're not.
I like that.
Yeah.
Babe, write that down. They're just tenants. Gigi's a tenant.
That's why we travel a lot for work and everybody's like, did you bring the kids? Did you bring the kids? And I'm like, no, that's my vacation from the kids. Like, this is our time because we have to work a lot. And so it's like during that time, we fit in our time too. If we had the kids too, it's like I would just be even more absent. And then that would create distance or what have you. And I think there will be an age where I will, because I do want them to see things and learn things or what have you. But I'm like, right now, that's my getaway time. My kids are homeschooled. They're at home all the time. I see them. A lot.
24/7.
She's like,
a lot.
No.
So it's like, you know, we need that break and just being purposeful in that way, too.
Thank you. Y'all dropping gems. I hope everyone is listening. Yeah. Write that down. I love that. These kids are tenants.
Yes. No, really. One of the other things that I really love that you have done in the past is in your content, you have done a lot of, like, things you would say to your younger self.
Ooh. Yes. There's a whole series on that.
You have a whole series on it. And I think it's really, really important, specifically for new moms and just younger people who follow us, because I think sometimes we forget about them a little bit. Like, we're talking to our equals.
The millennial mom.
You know, we talk to the millennials. But there are so many women that are coming up from behind
us.
Especially when we all have daughters. Yeah. And so I always think about them when I'm talking and when I'm doing content or whatever it is, because, I mean, my daughter's friends follow me.
Oh my
really
God.
Crazy.
And they probably cool mom.
Yeah, yes, I'm the cool mom. Like,
that's the goal. Cool
But I think it's really important to have these conversations.
Absolutely.
Because they're watching it, they're seeing it. Can you give us like a little bit of some of those things? Like, what would you say to your younger self?
Absolutely. So let me give you the foundation of why I started the series, because I struggled a lot with like forgiving myself for things I just didn't know. Mm-hmm. I used to beat myself up a lot, whether it was like in my early 20s, like messing up my credit or dating guys that weren't worthy of my time, not advocating for myself on the job. Like, these are the things that I would go back and tell myself. And just make sure that you're always like continuing to put yourself first. A lot of Black women, we struggle with pleasing everybody. Yeah. And it starts, it's like we're groomed to do that at a very young age. We're groomed to be that strong Black woman. And it's very triggering to me when I see, because I was a college counselor with high school kids, and I would just see them trying to balance so much. I'm like, yo, you're 15, relax. You should just be looking forward to prom and your extracurriculars. Why are you out here trying to take care of your siblings, check on your mom and them, and do your homework? I would see it, and I'm like, wow, these kids are struggling with things I didn't even realize I struggled with, too.
Yeah. Goodness, that is so true, and I just thought about it because I just had a conversation with my daughter about it. Yeah. She's 11. And I noticed, like, her stress levels are so high. Hey. And I asked her, I'm like, what is going on? Yeah. And she was like, you know, sometimes I'm helping my siblings. And I'm like, you take on these things that, like,
nobody
ask you to take on.
Nobody.
But it is innate.
It
in
is.
Us. And I realized that because I see.
They see you.
Yeah.
I was just about to say that. They probably have seen you. Girl, you just like this all day. You're juggling things.
I know.
My noble came up to me and said, Mommy, you do everything. Thank you so much. And she's like, and Daddy, he's upstairs working, but he can be helpful sometimes. But it's like,
wow.
It sounds like a compliment, but then it's kind of a scary thing.
Yeah. It is. It's something we need to take notice of.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm so adamant about, again, the series of giving my younger self advice and the whole self-care mantra that I always do, because I don't want Genesis, that's my baby girl, I don't want her to grow up and the first thing she thinks of is, Mom was such a tough cookie, a hard worker. Mm-hmm. No, because I'm sorry, but other races, they don't go through that.
I want you to have a soft life, girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, and that's triggering to me, too, because why is the Black woman soft life? I love it.
Why does it need to have a name?
Yeah, why is it taking over social media?
Why can't it just be?
It should just be, the sky is blue, we deserve. You know what I'm saying?
Like, the sky is blue,
but
we deserve.
That's it.
I love that.
It should be.
But I love platforms like this. You all are doing an amazing job. It's our chance. This is our chance to change the narrative. And I think that if our ancestors could come back and just see a little sprinkle of what we were doing, they would just be so proud.
Mm.
So that's what drove me to create this series. And back to your original question, if I could give advice to my younger self, it would be centered in put yourself first and everything else will follow.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to have your hands in every pot. You need to learn to delegate. Even at 15, 16 years old, like, if you can get a tutor, if you can, you know what I'm saying? If you can in the group projects. I'm pretty sure y'all were like that too. Y'all were like, I'll do a teacher.
I'll do it.
Even down to those little things, a science project or being in your extracurriculars, you don't have to volunteer. You don't have to be the face of everything. You don't have to volunteer.
Really, that's so good.
We're trying to prove ourselves. Like, I don't know who we're trying to prove ourselves to, but yeah, it's just a natural thing. Because I think about it, the group is like, I want to prove I can do it. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I'm the black girl in the group, or I'm the girl in the group. Yes. Like, oh, let me show.
And that honestly continues, because I think about the guilt sometimes that I have when they send out the like PTA type stuff or the room mom.
I'm looking forward to that.
I think there's seasons for it. Like, I honestly, there are times where I'm like, yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah.
But for real, no, I don't want to do it. Get somebody else to do that, because I can't, I don't have it. Like,
yes.
But it's in us to want to be like, oh, yeah, pick me. I'll bring all the snacks. I'll bring all the little things.
Carpool. And
I'll do the carpool. I'll pick up everybody's kids. No. Like, it's also okay to say, like, that's not in my, like, season or basket right now. But that starts where you just said, like, volunteering to do the lead the group project and all those things. It carries on to volunteering to be the room mom. Yeah, I'm gonna be able to do that sometimes, but not this is not a lifelong thing for me.
Thank you for saying that. I want to piggyback off of that. I want to encourage mamas out there, women, period, but especially mamas, you actually don't need a reason to say no.
No, like, is a complete sentence, right?
Yeah, that's it. There's a period behind it. No is like the shortest verb of all time, right? No.
Ooh.
Is that a verb? I don't know. Lord, my English teacher watching this.
You understand.
Yeah,
I get it.
It's a command, right?
Yes.
So I think that for me, and I'm sure y'all struggle with this as well, it's like, oh, let me check my calendar. And if we see an empty spot, we automatically think, oh, we can do it, but no.
Or we say yes without checking the calendar and just fill the day up.
Yeah, but you don't need a reason. If you just want to rest, sis, that is still productive.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Getting your rest and laying around, like I told you earlier, sometimes I do absolutely nothing. That's how you recharge and you set yourself up for success in the future. Mm-hmm. So I thank you for saying that. It's a reminder to me, because I haven't gotten to the PTA meeting, child. She's still learning how to walk. But I know it's going to, they always say it happens overnight.
Yeah.
So when I start getting the notices, the emails, I might just hit them with a no thank you.
Yeah.
I add a thank you to be kind.
Yeah. So I think the other thing I want to ask you is, what would you say to a mom that is in that moment of like, hey, I am in that like dark hole. I lost myself. I am not getting dressed like I want to. I don't even know where to start. I don't know how to have like the hot girl summer, you know, like we in summer at this point.
We
so
are.
You still got time.
Yes.
But what would you say to that mom?
I would ask her, when's the last time you felt like a bad, you know what? When is the last time you felt good about yourself? When's the last time you looked in the mirror and you was like, yes? Go back to that. Go put that on. Is it a little black dress sitting in your closet you haven't worn in a while? Is it your favorite pair of shoes? Is it that pop red lipstick that every time you put it on, people are just staring at you like,
I love that.
Go back to that moment. And for some women, sometimes it's like, child, I ain't felt like that since prom. Like, and that's just realistic. Some women have spent years, again, just pouring, and now their cup is empty, and they don't know what to do. So your first step is to just sit down and reflect. And sometimes it might be going through old pictures, getting that nostalgic feeling back. And I even encourage moms, like, yo, go put on that playlist. Like, my husband's going to laugh at this, but I have a, I have a Men Ain't-ish. It's really NAS playlist, but a Men Ain't-ish playlist. Yeah. And it's nothing towards him, but back in my single days when I was getting ready to go out, I would throw that playlist on and be like, no, I'm the one, like all the good songs. And sometimes I do that to this day. And I have
like, we good, right?
Are we okay?
He's a good man, Savannah. He's a good man. He's a good man. But sometimes I just have to go into that persona, and I want that for women. Like, we all have that other side of us that ain't got no kids, ain't got no man. She just want to go out and have her calamari and her cocktail.
Yes.
Like, channel
I felt that. Your birthday, girl.
Yes.
I'll tell you about
that,
girl.
We did. And I think
I was 20 again.
Yes. Every mom deserves... Every woman.
Period.
Every woman deserves to have one of those nights. I don't care what type of platform you are on, you know, make sure you get your group that everybody is good.
Yes.
Everybody deserves to have one of those nights, one of those weekends.
Where you become a female rapper.
Yeah,
in
where
the
you
club
come on.
You know all the lyrics.
You on top of the sofa, whatever it looks like, you are doing all the things and you just have the time of your life.
Yes.
Like, I want every woman to experience that at least once.
I didn't even know I needed it.
Once a quarter. Yeah, that's the thing. We always, like, I think sometimes we get too dignified.
Yeah. I just need to be at home.
Yeah, like, I need to, like, do this and modest and all this stuff. And I get it. I'm a whole pastor's wife. I understand. So it probably sounds crazy that I'm even saying it. But every once in a while, you got to let your hair down.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Or throw it up. Look, you're sweating. Throw it up.
Or throw it
up. Get the bun. Yes. Absolutely.
Seriously. So I think that's, I love that you said that. And I think that it's a good encouragement. I've been saying this thing, like, I'm trying to get out of the hot mom summer thing. I'm like, this is prime time.
There we go.
Because I feel like hot girl summer sounds too, like, teenage. Yeah. But, like, we're in our 30s and moms, so it's prime time. Yeah.
I love that. I'm going to write that down. I like that.
So when you found out you were coming to join us at Moms Actually, what came to your mind that you wanted to make sure, like, your followers or the people who watch Moms Actually, like, knew? Like, I'm sure, because when you find out, you're like, oh, I need to make sure I say this, or I want them to know this. Like, what came to mind? What did you want to make sure you shared?
I think my first instinct was, I gotta go empower the girls. I gotta help them get, just like we were talking about, I gotta help them get back to themselves. Because again, I read my comments, I read my DMs, I take my presence on social media very serious. Mm-hmm. And as I'm going through and engaging with my community, that's just the number one thing that I see. Yeah. Women, like you said, the example that you gave, they have lost themselves.
Yeah.
And that was my first instinct. When I come on here, I'm going to make sure I look good and I'm speaking from the heart. And that's my number one mission, to empower women through fashion and beauty and self-care. Mm-hmm. Because whether you have a little boy that's looking up to you, a little girl, your kids need that from you. Mm-hmm. Your kids, you don't want your kids to grow up and only remember mommy when she was just busy doing household things, or only remember, you know, mommy because she was so stressed. Yeah. Yeah. Your kids need the best of you so that then they can grow up and be the best versions of themselves.
Yes.
And that's the number one thing that I am, like, pushing on my platform right now. Of course, you know, we talk all things marriage, we have jokes and everything, but my core, my nucleus of my platform is to empower women to get, right? Come on, look, shout out to my science teacher. She's probably watching this right now. I remember some things.
So the science teacher's gonna be happy there.
Right? Maybe not the English one. Like, no, the English, maybe not, but definitely science. But yes, that's the core of who I am. And that's the fuel that I run on.
Yeah.
And on days when I'm like, oh Lord, I gotta turn the camera on. Because you know, as content creators, sometimes we don't feel like it.
Maybe.
That is what pushes me. Mm-hmm. Of course, my daughter, of course, my husband. But more so because I know that there's a woman out there who needs my testimony. I know that there's a girl right now, like you said, who's sitting at home and she's judging her own body. She's being her harshest critic and she doesn't realize, like, sis, you are that girl.
Yes.
So that's what helps me to go put that on and get on the camera and do what I do best. So thank y'all so much.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Well, you guys, make sure you follow her. She is all the tips. She makes you want to get dressed. Okay. I'll be at home.
She like you, girl.
I do.
I like you too.
Man.
I'm newer to you, and I like you a lot.
Yeah, it's crazy because it pushes me too. Like, sometimes I don't get dressed until the weekends. So, but it makes me be like, maybe I should just get cute, you know, and walk around the house. So I appreciate you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you guys so much for watching.
Get dressed after watching this.
Go put that on your closet
right now. Find out your cute outfit, your cute shoes, something.
Pants. Yes. And tag us.
Yes.
Yes.
And even if you just wear it in the house, just put it on.
Get it. Yes. Go get it in front of the mirror and dance.
Yes.
Pour a little adult beverage.
Yes. Get on your song.
Yes. Your playlist.
Your playlist. Make the playlist.
It's prime time. So thank you guys so much.
I hope you enjoyed season three.
Season three. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
We'll see you for season four because we're not going nowhere.
We're not going nowhere. Thank you guys so much.
But we're going to take a break. We're going to rest.
Yeah.
Hey, Ma.
What's up?
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 Hey, Ma.